Kirstie Alley slams Facebook, Twitter's bullshit communist censorship over Hunter Biden story. By BenQ on October 27, 2020. Actress Kirstie Alley slammed Facebook and Twitter for downplaying, ignoring and censoring a series of stories reporting by the New York Post into allegations that Hunter Biden earned money off the back of his father's position as vice president, calling it as bullshit communist censorship. Twitter is still banning it. The New York Post. Facebook is still deciding if the Biden big guy story is legit, she wrote. And yet every news media ran every lying Russia hoax and impeachment story against Trump without bidding anything. It's all bullshit. It's communist censorship. #Trump2020. Earlier this month, the New York Post published an investigative article containing bombshell allegations that Hunter Biden, the son of Democratic nominee Joe Biden, used his father's political power to aid his overseas business dealings in Ukraine. In a blatant act of interference ahead of next month's presidential election, the story was actively suppressed by social media companies including Twitter and Facebook on the unsubstantiated claim that the story was false. As well as suppressing the story, Twitter has locked out the post from its account and has yet to reinstate its access, a point picked up by Alley. Similar action was never taken against outlets publishing fake news surrounding allegations against President Donald Trump of Russia collusion, which after years of FBI investigation were ultimately found to be a hoax. Meanwhile, Alley has made no secret of her support for Trump over Biden in the upcoming presidential election, recently explaining that she supports the president as he is not a typical politician. "I'm voting for Donald Trump because he's not a politician," wrote the former Golden Globe winner earlier this month. "I voted for him 4 years ago for this reason and shall vote for him again for this reason. He gets things done quickly and he will turn the economy around quickly." There you have it, folks, there you have it. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.